Praise the Lord. Today's Sunday school summary is very, very interesting. And as I began to ponder on it, I saw many other things, but it's not everything that we're going to take today. All right? Praise ye the Lord. It's titled Integrity. Integrity. Many of us will think we know what integrity means, but today you now know what it really means. The memory verse is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. It says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressor shall destroy them. Proverbs 11, verse 3. Now, what is the meaning of integrity? It is the state of being honest, just, or pure. Integrity covers the whole moral character. Permit me to just add this. Integrity is the nature of God. And so if you call yourself a child of God, you must possess integrity. What does that mean? God is bound by his word. He stands by his word. You can trust him. If he says, call unto me, I will answer you. If you call unto him, he will answer you. If he says, give, you shall be given. He cannot break his word. Then when God created us, the Bible says he created us where? In his own image and after his likeness. The image of God, we say, is spiritual. The likeness of God has to do with the character of God. So everything that God is who we are. And that's why some people say when you hear a Christian speak and tells a lie, you cannot associate that lie with Christianity. A Christian's word should be his bond. He will do things to his own hurts. In law, there's something we call breach of promise to marry. When someone makes a proposal and his sister accepts to now marry, and he now says, oh, I'm not doing it again. The law is that you can sue. Because the law presumes that you're going to be bound by your word. You cannot make a commitment to someone and not be able to fulfill it. Now, integrity is a personality trait that does not make a person waver. When you say it, you stand by it. You do not change. It provides an avenue to demonstrate our reliability to one another. A person of integrity is someone that can be trusted. Someone that is dependable. His word is his bond. Whatever he says, he stands by it. I remember reading about Abraham Lincoln. He was described as the greatest president America has ever produced. Why? He proposed to a lady to marry her, and she accepted the proposal. Along the line, he discovered that they were incompatible. She was a nasty woman. History has it that he wore a melancholic face even unto death. He was an unhappy man. And he was pained, but he had made a commitment to marry her, and she had accepted. Praise ye the Lord. Now, for each and every one of us, the characteristic of people of integrity is one where we honor commitments and keep promises. And this you'll find in the book of Joshua chapter 2 from 12 to 14. They recognize their weaknesses and they take responsibility for their failure. Adam was quick to say, it was the wife you gave me that made me sin. When you're a person of integrity, whenever there is an error, You accept it. Oh, it's my fault. As leaders, you know, we're quick to throw others under the bus when something now happens. You say, oh, no. It's that idiot. I remember we used to have a friend. Whenever anything goes wrong, don't mind that foolish boy. He will never admit that he is one that that erred. He's one that committed the wrong. He's always quick to look for someone to blame. Never be quick. As a leader, you must take responsibility because the box stops where? On your table. Praise the Lord. And that's how you know people of integrity. The Bible records certain categories of person, and this is the one that blew my mind. And I'm going to add a few things to this. One, Abimelech, the king of Gerar. In the book of Genesis 20 from verse 3 to 7, he had taken the wife of Isaac. When God showed up in his room and said, you are a dead man. And he said, I did it in the innocency of my heart and by integrity. And God said, I know. Meaning God recognized the integrity of the king of Gerar. I want somebody to read Job Job 2 verse 3. You see that integrity can actually save. And God recognizes those who have integrity. Look at what he says. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity?" There's a friend of mine who used to make fun of people from Ekiti. So if you're from Ekiti State, please just bear with me. He says, Ekiti people will say, "Mole ma lowo." There's a way they say, "Mole ma lowo, but money integrity. Money integrity. Mole ma lowo, but money integrity." What is he saying? I might not have money, but I value my integrity. What does that mean? I value who I am. I value my personality. I'm not going to allow you rubbish me. Alright? So you see, I think also, there's also Genesis or so 28 verse 6, or is it 20 verse 6, that also talks about the integrity of a man. God recognizes our integrity. And integrity can actually deliver you. In relation to Abimelech, what delivered him was his integrity, his uprightness. Therefore, as a believer, you cannot have a life or live a life without integrity. Because integrity is the nature and the character of God. Joseph also had integrity. King David also has integrity. Job also had integrity. Apostle Paul also. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Please put up John 14 verse 30 before I close on this. John 14 verse 30. John 14 verse 30. Integrity is what makes us. I remember, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and had nothing in me." That's a man of integrity. My wife and I went for some business meeting in a country other than Nigeria. And while we were talking, we now said to the man, "What is the guarantee that you won't also accept money from the other people?" And the man looked at us like, "Where are these ones coming from?" He said he never crossed his mind, because their society is not wired like that. Because we were just worried that what is the guarantee that after we paid you, you're not going to get money from the other side. Why? Because we're coming from a society that is integrity deficient. Our world is not our bond. Look at some of our politicians. Today you're saying this. Tomorrow you're saying something. And you say it's politics. I mean, come on. What do we stand for? You can't say, "No, I'm not going to abuse president today." Tomorrow, the same president you abuse, you're working for him. Where is integrity in all of this? I remember some time back, we had calls to intervene in a young man who committed fornication, and then in the process, the lady got pregnant. And he said to us, we said, "You're going to marry her, whether you like it or not. Because that's the policy of the church." He said, "She's ugly. She smells." Ugly smells. "Did you know all of this before you slept with her?" He said, no, you cannot marry her. That she's ugly and she smells." We said, "No, if that's the case, you cannot be a member of this church. Chase him away." Because it didn't make sense to us. Oh, she wasn't good looking? And you didn't know all of this? Where's integrity? Where is integrity? Many of us Christians, we lack integrity. And like I said, integrity is the nature of God. Now, what are the things that can destroy or erode integrity? One, the quick fix mentality for worldly gains. And this we find in the life of Gehazi. Right? After his master told him, Elisha told him, "I'm not going to accept this thing from the from Naaman." He went behind. He didn't know that the spirit of his master was with him. He went behind and collected. There are many pastors and workers that are also doing the same thing. The quick fix mindset. You want to get money at all costs. You lie, you cheat, you deceive. Because the end justifies the means. Many of us are no longer afraid of the consequences of our action in the spiritual realm. You might get away with the law of man, but you cannot get away with the law of God. I think it was Pastor Ronke that shared the story of a policeman that killed sometime back. He got born again along the line. He killed somebody who was coming in from the U.S. And he collected the man's money. So he had forgotten. He prayed. He got born again. Asked God for mercy. He believed that God has forgiven him. The very same spot where that person was killed. His own son, I hope I'm correct. His own son was also coming back from the U.S. that he went to go and pick. That same spot. They robbed him, collected everything that they wanted to collect. And as they were leaving, they looked at him and shot his boy. For no reason. And killed the boy on the same spot. Now, how did they know about this? The man, in his lamentation, said, "Ah, God, I thought you had forgiven me." So, I hope I didn't add that to it. "I thought you had forgiven me. I thought you had forgiven me. I thought you had forgotten." Guess what? What he did, the blood of that innocent man he killed cried out to him. "I know a man who married his wife, and then along the line, because the wife could not give birth, he went and married another woman." Why did he marry that other woman? These are Christians, so born again, spirit-filled Christians. When they were courting, the wife got pregnant, and he had terminated several pregnancies for him. Now that they're married, no issue. He was no longer willing to stand by her after using her to commit several abortions. Several abortions. He now went and married somebody else. Without that woman even cursing him, things started falling apart for him. There are some things you can't escape. And that's what happened to Gehazi. Praise the Lord. Two, many of us are occupied with the desire of getting results at all costs. We're never willing to delay gratification. It's, now. 1 John 2 from verse 16 and 17. And the last thing that I have here, the crave for material wealth. I can't give you everything. The crave for material wealth at the expense of loyalty. Many of us, there's this frenzy to be financially independent. And we can do anything. We doctor records. We lie on paper. Those who sell, is it foodstuff? I remember many years ago, even though, thank God for the advent of commercial sales now, where you now buy gari and all that in bags, in sachet, in, what's the other one again? What they sell gari. So you no longer go to the market. What's that? That thing. That thing that they Jericho, they knock, no, the main one that they knock, Garawa. When you go to the market and you see those things and you're wondering, are these people real? They knock the two sides and make it smaller. Amongst them are Christians though. I had a friend whose dad was then a member of the Edo State House of Assembly. I think then it was Benin. Bende State House of Assembly. His best friend was a marketer, was a trader. Anytime he sends, the father sends my friend to go and buy things from the man. The man says to my friend, tell your dad, though, it's because he's the one, that's why I'm selling it to him at this amount. He will sell things to others at, say, 10 naira. Because the man was in the House of Assembly, he'll be selling it to him at 20 naira. Right? He was, and then be telling the man that, it's because of you, I'm not selling it, I'm selling it less. And many of us are like that. Nigerian politicians will continue to steal when Nigerians indulge them. When last did you ask someone, "Oh boy, I knew when you started, I know what your salary is. How come you're able to build all of this house, all of these things, and buy this car?" Nobody is asking questions. We're the ones that will. It's our turn. Turn by turn, Nigeria Limited. My brothers and my sisters, let us have integrity. You might not have money, but trust God. There's nothing in this life that belongs to any human being. At your own time, God will give you your own resources. But stand and believe in yourself. I am not going to compromise. I am not going to bed. I will stand by this. Now, I will conclude with this. Proverbs 19, verse 4. A pastor has been trending for making this statement that I will not follow a pastor that does not have money. Let me extend it a bit. There are some of us sisters that will say, I will not marry a brother that does not have money. Look at what he said. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. He read this and now said, I will not follow a pastor that is not rich. And the members of the church, they were also hailing him and agreeing. Now, please go to verse 1. Go to verse 1 of that same. And then I'll support myself with this. Watch this. Verse 1. Or verse 19. Better is the poor that does what? And what else? Now, please put up Proverbs 28, verse 6. Proverbs 28, verse 6. You see how important integrity is. Proverbs 28, verse 6. In what? Than he? Though he be what? Can you see? There are many rich people perverse in their ways. But the man that is poor but has integrity. And that is what brings the blessings of God to him. Because he's upright. There are some things you cannot do. Where is that generation of people that were upright? That generation. Ask yourself. When we were growing up, we were taught to be content with whatever we got. But today, that generation is gone. Because the generation that is handing over to the next, what they call, is it Gen Z? There's no room for all of that. Somebody dances on TikTok, he's making his money. Someone abuses another person on X, he's making his money. All right? There's no more room for laborious engagement, intellectual discourse, all right? Creativity. Our creativity now is either in music, in drama. What's that thing that they do now? Skits. And people are smiling. Nobody bothers to ask. Somebody went somewhere, he wanted to marry a girl, and the father asked, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a comedian. But it is. All right, if invest correctly, the richest footballer today in the world is Ronaldo. The richest basketballer in the world of all times is Michael Jordan. They made their money from sports and they invested. Who is the richest Nigerian sportsman? You don't know. You know why? Because we don't invest. We'll buy Lamborghini. That's why I like what Davido said. Somebody called him and said, David, you have money. Some had come and they are gone. Invest your money wisely. Today, he's not dependent on his father's wealth. He's making his own money and he has invested his own money. Praise the Lord. Please. So that is it. Integrity. How many of us have integrity? Some of us are wondering. By virtue of the fact that you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you have integrity. It's to develop it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, your word has gone forth. Ignite, Lord, integrity in our hearts as your children. It is your character trait. It is your nature. Lord, you never break your word. What you say is what you do. What you do is what you say. Let us begin to reflect that life from today as a church and as a people in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray.